great big worms, almost as big as my finger, and they just have ruined my backyard out here. People next door brought them in, planted them, and they come across. See, there used to be, we used to be the only house up here in this area. Well, the next door house was there, but that was all.
They call us something to do, it's not day, but it's...
Night crawlers, that's it, night crawlers, uh-huh.
Okay. What about the local, when you use these worms and you go angling, what type of fish
do we catch? We catch trout, we catch rainbow, we catch suckers and carp.
What's a sucker?
Well, he is a scavenger. Mm-hmm. He's a long, slick fish, and so bony you can't hardly use him for food.
How long do they get?
About
18 inches?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other animals that live in the water?
Muskrats, beaver.
Start out as tadpoles and turn into...
Oh, tadpoles and frogs.
Are there different types of frogs?
Well, to my knowledge, there are. There's the... not frogs. There's the toad.
Mm-hmm.
And... what in the world? Kid don't ever get old. Die when you're 65. Isn't that terrible when you...
Doing very well.
When you can't remember. Horn toad, that's what I'm trying to think of. They're a real rough thing, and they aren't very big. And they live on gopher mounds and things like that. You know, places...
They don't like the water.
No, they're not a... They're a toad. And I believe that's what Wyoming is looking for right now, is a toad.
The state toad they're looking for? Or?
Yeah, it's a toad that they're looking for. And Cheryl knows where there's a bunch of toads, but he won't tell anybody because he thinks they should live in the wild, and I do too, just like that ferret that they're...
A black-footed ferret?
Yeah, that they've got over... Heavens, there's ferrets around here. They just don't get out. The people that's looking for them, and they're not going to find out anything from me,
yeah,
because, you know, they take them in and put them in captivity. If they'd leave them alone, they'd be so much better off, I'm sure.
What you mentioned oysters before. What's another, you get these, they're sort of pink, and they're in the...
Oh, you mean
sea.
The shrimp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, well, let's move on now to weather and vegetation.
Oh, boy.
Okay. you're excited.
The weather?
What do you call it outside when it's, you can't hardly see?
Foggy?
The noun for that?
Fog.
Okay. What is it, those right up in the sky, those big
clouds.
White things?
Cloud.
Okay. Are there different terms you could have for summer storms? Are there different...
Oh, tornadoes.
And what about rainstorms? Are there different ways you name them? Say it rained a lot, you say it was this type of a storm.
Well, there are cloudbursts.
Okay.
And that's where the water comes down in sheets.
Okay.
Thunder was a thunderstorm is something that I think just come into living here in the last 40 years.
Okay, what about winter storms?
Oh, boy, blizzards. And those things can come up in no time. I mean, you can see out here. We've had several this winter, and I couldn't even see across over there to the fence. Blizzards, uh-huh. And...
Do you get something called a blue norther? Have you ever heard of that?
Northerners, not blue northerners, but we had northerners.
Northerners? What's a northerner?
Oh, that was a storm out of the north that blew and lasted, I don't know how many days at a time.